Big Jim's House.
Hey, good morning and welcome into Big Jim's House. I'm Ryan. Big Jim is off and he will be back on Thursday. So don't worry, you'll have him back. But right now, the dad of the house is gone. It's pretty nice. Pretty nice. No dad here today. But he'll be back Thursday, so don't worry about that. You got me until then, and I wanted to talk about this. It's up at our website. You can just text the keyword sauce. Text the keyword sauce, 248-398-9279. Alice Cooper has a new line of hot sauces. And the Cooper-branded hot sauce line comes in three different flavors. Welcome to My Nightmare is mild. No More Mr. Nice Guy is medium. And then Poison, Reaper Hot, all after a couple of his songs there. But here's the thing that kind of weirded me out, is his quote. In general, I don't believe food should be painful. But in the case of my hot sauces, it's pain, pleasure. Just repeat until satisfied. I don't think that shouldn't be the way to describe hot sauces. That's a weird one. But definitely got to try these out. You can get these at unitedsauces.com. But once again, text us the keyword sauce to 248-398-WCSX, and you can see the new line of Alice Cooper hot sauce. I think he just got bored during the quarantine and figured out something to do. So instead of making cologne, isn't that the move to make cologne? He just made hot sauces. Put that a little bit on your skin, though. Smell like poison? Yeah, that's a good one.
Big Jim's House.
Good morning and welcome into Big Jim's House. I'm Ryan. Big Jim is off today. He'll be back on Thursday morning. He's letting me take over the house for a couple of days here, so appreciate that. He's doing good. Just be back on Thursday. Now, I wanted to let you know about something very cool. Saturday mornings, first 6 to 9 now, you get Big Jim's House Best Of with me and Big Jim. But starting this Saturday at 9 a.m., Seeger is taking over once again. Jim's going to have Seeger Saturdays starting once again 9 a.m. this Saturday morning. One full hour of everything Seeger. You're going to get it stocked with Seeger songs, interviews, and much, much more. In fact, here's one of the clips you might hear throughout Seeger Saturdays. It's Big Jim talking to Bob Seeger about Glenn Frey and his mom.
Glenn's mom, when she met you, went, "Nope, you're not going out with that guy."
Oh, yeah.
Bob Seeger scared off Glenn Frey's mom.
Oh, yeah. I had really long hair and probably immediately said, "Drug dealer."
If you want to catch up on what Seeger Saturdays is all about and look at some of the past Bob Seeger Boulevard podcasts and much more, just text the keyword Seeger to 248-398-9279. That's keyword Seeger. But once again, Seeger Saturdays starting 9 a.m. this Saturday right after the Big Jim's House Best Of show. Everything Seeger, covering it all. Just text the keyword Seeger.
Big Jim's House.
But we were talking about this again because we were just looking over the pictures and how cool they are. The guy who snuck into the Ambassador Bridge, or snuck onto the Ambassador Bridge, got past security, ended up running up to the very top of it and getting some of the coolest pictures you will ever see, and ones that I don't think a lot of us would try to even take. But if you want to check out these pictures, just text us. The keyword is bridge. It's bridge, 248-398-9279. And you can see this guy's whole entire Instagram. It's pretty awesome. But it got us thinking about places that you have snuck in. Now, I got to be honest with you. I think I'm just kind of too much of a baby to go sneaking into some places. I know Angie has a couple of times. We've talked about it. But I think I'm too scared to getting caught. And then it'll just ruin my night. I'll be embarrassed. I just won't like it. So I don't want to do it. But we were talking, and Mike called in with one of the greatest sneaking stories.
Hey, buddy. So we were talking about sneaking into places. The guy who got on the bridge, the Ambassador Bridge, took photos. Keyword bridge. Where'd you sneak into?
Joe Louis for a Red Wings playoff game.
Come on. Security was pretty tight there, dude.
Yeah.
How'd you get in?
Yeah, buddy. Well, first, bought tickets, and they were fake tickets. We got scammed $500, $250 apiece.
Oh, no.
Me and my buddy were really PO'd about it. I'm like, we're getting in there. Well, at the one level, they have porta-johns. Like, when you come over that causeway over the road, there's porta-johns and a little makeshift bar.
Like where everybody smokes.
Right there.
Smoking area, exactly. Okay. Exactly. Well, in the beginning, it's all open where everybody's going in. So we went in the porta-johns and just waited until the game started. And then they blocked it all off, and it turns into a smoking area after the first period. So we waited and waited until they blocked it off, and after the first period, we came walking out, and we were in like Flynn.
walked right in. Nice.
They just did standing room only, probably just kind of milled around and watched it, right?
Yeah. But we still got her. And the funny thing is, there was people behind between the wall and the porta-johns. We can feel them behind us. There was other people kind of using the porta-johns to hide and
wait a minute. This is a thing.
I'm sure you're not the only. Yeah, I'm sure this was a thing that people figured out how we can get into these Wings games. Because you're right, those doors would open up. They didn't stamp your hand or anything when you walked out.
No, that's right.
All right, Mike, the guy who got into a Red Wings playoff game by sitting in a porta-john. We will forever know you as that now, Mike. You're awesome, buddy. Hey, Mike, have a great day, buddy. Appreciate you listening, man.
You too. I always do. Bye-bye.
And see, I remember exactly what Mike's talking about because you would be at games standing out there or just hanging out inside and seeing people walking right in who you knew. They just found a great way to sneak into a Red Wings game. Not a bad move there, Mike. But once again, if you want to check out the story, keyword bridge, 248-398-9279.
Big Jim's house.
CSX, it's Big Jim's house. I'm Ryan. Big Jim is off. He will be back on Thursday, so I'm taking over the house for the next couple of days. But I wanted to remind you guys about the very cool segment that's going to be starting on Saturday, part of our new fall lineup. It's Bob Seger, Seger Saturdays, starting at 9 a.m., just after the best of Big Jim's house with myself and Big Jim. We're going to get into everything Seger. We got Seger songs all hour, different interview clips, much, much more. If you want to catch up on it and see exactly what it is and look back at some past Seger stuff, just text us the keyword Seger to 248-398-9279. It's 248-398-WCSX. But we're going to be playing a lot of interview clips, certain things also from other artists, like this one when we took a take a look back at when we talked to Steve Perry and what Seger song he would like to do.
Main Street. I'd love Main Street. Oh, Main Street, Main Street. I love that guy.
So if we could get Bob to do a Journey song, what would it be?
Faithfully, probably.
Oh, God.
Oh.
And now we got chicken skin again, Steve.
Once again, you can catch up on everything Bob Seger right there. Just text the keyword Seger. But it's Seger Saturdays. It's coming up. This Saturday is the first one, 9 a.m., right after the Best of Big Jim's house. You're not going to want to miss it. What a fun time that's going to be. And to look back at some of the Seger stuff we have, there's some stuff that I didn't even realize we still had it.
Big Jim's house.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to meet the players who are about to do battle in the Battle of the Birds. So let's knock on the door of Big Jim's house and see who's going to win.
Down river!
East side.
West side. Let's go down river!
Here's your host, Big Jim O'Brien. And the trainer is Mike Abdenau.
A little switch up today. I'm hosting. This is Ryan. Big Jim will be back on Thursday. Thank you, Kenny Calvert, for that intro for Battle of the Burbs. We got Tammy, Scott, and Bob standing by on the phone. Now, Downriver's in the lead, but who's going to win?
Downriver! Right,
there we go. All right, so we are playing for $25 to Buddy's Pizza. Tammy, you're Downriver. Scott, you're East Side. Bob, you're West Side. You guys know what to do. Yell out your burb and answer the question. Downriver's still up, so Scott and Bob, you got to... got to play here. Got to represent, all right?
Yeah. Hey, Tom Rivers got this.
Oh, Tammy, there we go. All right, first question. Here we go. Mark Farner is 72 today.
West
Side.
Grand Funk Railroad.
Wow, there we go. He's 72 today, best known as the lead singer and guitarist for what Michigan band? All right, Bob taking an early lead. You're quick on that one. Number two, Kraft is famous for what?
Down.
West Side again.
Oh, East was
American
it?
Cheese, processed cheese.
Oh, no. Who came in second there?
Downriver,
Tammy, what'd you get?
Mac and cheese. Kraft mac and cheese.
There we go. Sorry, I'm judging and playing at the same time. Give me a break. Sorry, Scott. All right. Third question. West Side with one, Downriver with one. Today is National Coffee Day. What Seattle-based coffee chain?
West
Side.
Down.
Bob, what do you got? Say that again.
Starbucks.
There we go. All right, Bob, so you won. You got that $25 to Buddy's Pizzeria. Hey, guys, we'll be playing tomorrow, 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20, so you'll have three chances. Tammy and Scott, I appreciate you playing.
Thanks.
Big Jim's house.
CSX, it's Big Jim's house. I'm Ryan. Big Jim is taking a couple of days off. He will be back on Thursday. We got Battle of the Burbs Wednesday happening tomorrow. A great game we had today, but we'll play three times, 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20. But a reminder, this Saturday, starting at 9 a.m., Seeger Saturdays, everything Seeger from 9 to 10 a.m., a full hour, Seeger songs, Seeger clips, everything Seeger. We have some clips from other artists talking about what Seeger means to them and what song they would sing. You're not going to want to miss out on that. You can text the keyword Seeger to 248-398-9279 to get all the clips. But here's a little example of what you might hear.
Hollywood Nights was like, it was like the last song written for the album, and I'd been in Hollywood for 3 months. I had to rent a house out there because we did the album out there, and I'd just been living there, and we had all the other 8 songs done, and we had mixed everything, and I looked at everything, and I said, well, I think we need another rocker. It's just, you know, as dumb as this sounds, it's exactly what happened when I wrote the song. I just said, I need to write another big rocker and a big strong rocker. And I sat down and I wrote it in 45 minutes. Hollywood Nights was just sort of like a tongue-in-cheek thing, you know, about the Midwestern, shall we say, myth. You know, the myth that people in the Midwest have about Hollywood. A lot of Midwestern guilt, you know, feelings, you know, you know, that Midwestern ethic of, you know, well, you know, those rich people. You can't trust a rich person because he must be doing something illegal.
There it is. Once again, Bob Seeger. Seeger Saturday starts at 9 a.m. Text the keyword Seeger 248-398.
Always look on the bright side of life.
Hey there, it's Big Jim's house. It's Ryan. Big Jim taking a couple of days off. He'll be back on Thursday morning. Battle of the Burbs, what a great game we had today. We'll be back with Battle of the Burbs Wednesday, 6:20, 7:20, and 8:20. We'll play three times. If you want to practice overnight and get really good at some of the questions, just text us the keyword Burbs, 248-398-9279. Like I said, Big Jim will be back on Thursday. Thanks for putting up with me. I've had the house to myself, and it's been a lot of fun. We'll have one more day without Big Jim, and then he'll be back. But we'll be Battle of the Burbs Wednesday all day tomorrow. Donnie's coming up next. Hope you guys have a great, great day, and we will talk to you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.